the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak وَأَسْتَشْفِعُ بِكَ إِلَى نَفْسِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَنْ تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ وَأَنْ تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ وَأَنْ تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ
اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيْكَ بِذِكْرِكَ O Allah, I seek nearness to you through your remembrance. With regard to the word remembrance, we found out that there are three different meanings mentioned by the scholars. One, the sincere attention to the Almighty Allah, the Holy Quran, and the third one, the Prophet Sallallahu and his household, alayhi wasallam. In the previous program, we discussed the first meaning of remembrance, which was that sincere attention to the Almighty Allah, which the remembrance in that sense means what is contrary to negligence. With regard to the second meaning, the Holy Quran, we know that the Compassionate Allah has mentioned Quran as dhikr or remembrance in various Quranic verses. Maybe the most well-known of the verses, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. It is we who have sent down the remembrance and we watch over it. So, the Holy Quran includes rules and teachings, which, if they are applied, these teachings guarantee human prosperity both in this world and hereafter. It is a perfect book to be modulated in life. Everything that human needs in his life, even, can be found in the Holy Quran. Some falsely believe that Holy Quran is here only to teach us how to be successful, and it is somehow only guaranteeing prosperity in hereafter. But the Holy Quran guides human beings to the best and most permanent path and gives them good tidings of the generous rewards to those who follow it. And by doing so, the Holy Quran itself says that we are here to teach you how to live best in this life and gain the prosperity of hereafter together. Anyway, sincere attention to Holy Quran and deep pondering in its verses removes ignorance and brings about wisdom. This is one possible explanation of the word of the second meaning of the word remembrance that somehow is in line with the previous meaning mentioned.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
Following the goodness and avoiding the evil that is mentioned in the Holy Quran causes salvation and greatness. Following the Holy Quran adorns human beings with every virtue and prohibits him from every vice. And this will immune him from, against the worldly and heavenly dangers. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the benefits from the Holy Quran to make the best people in the history out of the most ignorant people. He saved the pagan Arabs from the hell. He moved them to the paradise of guidance and prosperity. He himself said, فَإِذَا الْتَبَسَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْفِتَنُ كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. When the adversities made the issues ambiguous for you, as darkness of the night, follow Holy Quran. فَإِنَّهُ شَافِعٌ مُشَفِّعٌ, he says, because its intercession and its complaint are accepted. He further continues, and anyone who follows Quran would be taken to paradise by it, and anyone who ignores Quran would be taken to hell by it. Let us end our discussion by having a look at Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam's words. Ayatul Qur'an khaza'in, this infallible Imam says. Quranic verses are treasure sites. فَكُلَّمَا فَتَحْتَ خَزِينَةً يَنْبَغِي لَكَ أَن تَنْظُرَ مَا فِيهَا. So, when each site is opened, you'd better ponder carefully in it. The one who ponders in Quranic verses and observes the spiritual meanings of them, and then practices the Quranic orders and matches his behavior to them, adapts himself, he would gain power to seek Almighty Allah's nearness. Through Quran, which is Almighty Allah's remembrance, he will be placed in Almighty Allah's nearness and he will benefit from seeing his magnificence forever. That's why Imam says, Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. O Allah, I seek nearness to you through your remembrance. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.